AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And the Friday Newsmaker brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 25th of February. 6 degrees, a wind chill of -8, and we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Ramiro Miranda. He is the director of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. Ramiro, good morning. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me once again.
Well, thanks for being with us, and thanks for carving out a couple of moments. So a big show, Ramiro, on Monday, it sounds like.
Yeah, we are very excited about our upcoming show with the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. And, yeah, we would like everybody to come and see us and hear us play.
All right, so the big show from the Emporia Symphony Orchestra is slated for, as we mentioned, this Monday, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall, and the theme is music from around the world. And, Ramiro, how much of the world are we going to be hearing?
Yeah, so we have music from America, from England, France. We have some music from Finland, from Peru. So it's like we're just doing short pieces from around the world, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We are starting the program with an iconic composer from the United States, Aaron Copland, and we are playing an outdoor overture by him, and it's just a fun piece. Then we are moving to Friedrich Delius, and we are playing a very evocative piece by him called On Hearing the First Cuckoo on the Spring. And pretty much all of our pieces have some sort of theme, and they are very descriptive. And we're playing a piece by up-and-coming Peruvian composer Ivonne Paredes. The piece is called Perla. And that's our more modern piece. It's really, really cool. It has great percussion, and it has that flavor from South America. So there's a little bit of everything. We have iconic In the Steppes of Central Asia by Russian composer Borodin, Alexander Borodin. So that's a really cool piece that it's usually one of it's really iconic, and orchestras all over the world play it. So it's, we're happy to do that.
Talking with Emporia Symphony Orchestra director Ramiro Miranda. The big concert coming up Monday night, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. Music from around the world. So how have rehearsals been going, Ramiro?
They've been going great. It's so nice to be back at it, after, especially last year, was a little rough. But we're back at it. We're just enjoying it. And you could see, everybody, including myself, are so appreciative to have this in our community, and to be able to make music and offer it to the community as well. As the orchestra is we are comprised of students of the university as well as community members and faculty. So it's a really amazing opportunity for everybody to get together and play amazing music.
So what are your symphony player numbers like here right now, Ramiro?
We are at about 50 players, which is kind of where we are. Maybe you know, maybe we are sometimes, you know, in the past we've been a little, you know, we have more players, but it also depends on the music, you know, and some, like, the woodwinds and brass, sometimes we will have more, you know, including percussion. But the music that we are having right now, it's kind of, we have the right fit in terms of the numbers of players we need.
Now, if memory serves here, mass will be required Monday night, Romero, at Albert Taylor Hall?
Yes. That's correct.
Because I think the optional mask goes into effect on Tuesday of next week at Emporia State, and this concert is on Monday. So general admission, $5, seniors and students, $4. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. And children 12 and under can come in for free.
Absolutely free. You will not be disappointed. You're never disappointed when you stop out to see and hear the wonderful sounds of the Emporia Symphony Orchestra. So we've got this coming up on Monday. What's next here? You got something coming up this spring, Romero?
Yeah, the next thing with ESO is our choir and orchestra concert, so that would be really fun as well. We are getting our program ready with Dr. Donaldson. He's our head of the choirs. So that's going to be a great concert. It's on April 19th, so I'll probably be coming back and talking a little bit more about that as well.
Well, we certainly hope so. Always a pleasure, Romero, to talk to you, and we can't wait until Monday night to hear music from around the world from the Emporia Symphony Orchestra, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall. Romero, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Emporia Symphony Orchestra Director Romero Miranda on our primetime newsmaker. Scott?
All right, and here over the next 2 weeks, we only have four openings on our newsmaker interviews. So if you have an event or something coming up that you need to highlight, well, give us a call or email. Get a hold of us as soon as possible, 620-342-1400 or KVOE@KVOE.com, so we can get you on our schedule.
Indeed. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition for over 50 years. 1958, the Opie Chicken House. Been doing it great. The Opie Chicken House. 7:30, 6 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Chris Gorton at John North Ford Nissan. Let's jump right into some of our used vehicle additions. A one-owner, lease turn-in 2018 Explorer Platinum in burgundy velvet with 39,000 miles.